The Food and Drink Show at the Cedar Court Hotel.
It is always a pleasure to have back in the Stray FM studio the official Minister of Fun from the Cedar Court. Hello, Linda.
Hello. Hi, it's great to be back.
It is. It's always great to have you. You had an absolutely bonkers bingo night.
Oh, we
recently.
Did. Thank you for everyone that came. It was absolutely brilliant. We laughed, we danced. A lot of alcohol was consumed and some very crazy prizes were won as well. We have another one back by popular demand on March the 29th. So please, please come and see us again because I had so much fun.
It sounds like it went down an absolute storm. We're talking about two more fun events then that are coming to the Cedar Court as well. We also have in the studio with us from the Ministry of Scents, I have Philly. Hello, Philly.
Hi, good morning. Hello.
So we're going to be creating our own perfume and people will be having the ability, we'll have the ability to do that at the Cedar Court later on this month.
That's
fair. We're going to come on to that in just a second. But first of all, just before we get onto that, Ibiza is also coming to the Cedar Court, something I thought I'd never say.
And me as well, Ben, me as well. Yes, we are bringing Ibiza to the Cedar Court Harrogate on the 1st and 2nd of March. We have a top restaurant from Ibiza called La Mesa Escondida, which means the hidden table. So the owners, Renzo and Julia, are coming over to see us and they're going to cook for us with their head chef. And we would love people to come along and experience it. They can purchase tickets by going to our website, cedarcourthotels.co.uk. It promises to be a fabulous weekend.
Yeah, it's not often that Ibiza arrives in Harrogate. So that's another event to add on to the Minister of Fun's to-do list over the next month. Let's go back to the perfume then. So we have in front of us a lot of very pretty looking little bottles and I'm guessing they must smell nice. Philly, tell me a little bit about the Ministry of Scent and what it is that you're doing at the Cedar Court.
Right. I've been invited by the Cedar Court in March and it's actually the National Fragrance Week.
Oh, is it? Well,
March.
That's good timing.
And the guests who attend the perfume event will be taken on a two-hour sensory perfume experience. Mm-hmm. The first part of the experience is I will introduce how perfume is created, like music, top notes, middle notes and bass notes.
Okay.
They will smell a collection of accords. And the second part of the experience, the session, is I will hand it over to them and the guests will become the artist. They will become the perfumer.
Oh.
And create their own fragrance. Not only will they create their own fragrance, they will have to name it and then you can take it home with them.
Well, Linda, shall we dive in and see what we like the smell of is
yeah,
the most
right.
simple way. So talk us through it, Philly.
Well, let's just have a look. Let's have a look at some bass notes. The bass notes, they give sort of longevity to a fragrance. They last, you know, quite a long time. And let's have a look at this one. This is one that's currently on trend. And this is Gourmand.
Oh,
yes.
Oh. Yeah, that's lovely. Now, that's very nice. That's very Jo Malone.
Well, it first came out when Angel came out, you know, in the 90s. When you smell it, you're like, oh, what's good. It smells like rhubarb and custard.
It does.
And candy floss, coconut, everything warm and central. And you might find that a lot of fragrances have this as their base note currently, you know. So this is Mossy.
Ooh.
And now a lot of people
that's
say...
That's so different to the first one.
But it's still a base note and it's quite a classic smell.
It just reminds me of older.
It smells like pre-80s fragrances.
Yes.
You know, the 70s, the old classic.
I do, unfortunately.
And a lot of people say it reminds them of grandma, the great aunt. Let's have a look at the heart notes. Now, the middle notes, they're the heart of any fragrance. We have you can see here, there's quite a lot to
yes.
choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is quite different from the other. So the current one on trend currently is this one. If you like neroli, some people like it, some don't. Again, everybody's different. I love it. I love it in the garden. It's orange blossom. And it's very fresh and it smells, to me, it smells like Italy.
So we've smelt two base notes and we've smelt a middle note.
Yeah.
Am I right in thinking your finished perfume will have a base, a middle and a top?
Ideally, like a full orchestra.
Yes.
You've got
yes.
violins.
Finely tuned.
Exactly. When you come to an event like at Cedar Court, you have the option to break the rules.
Oh,
we like a little bit of rule breaking.
So you don't have to have a top, middle and a bass. But you might decide, I just want to have a base note, a really deep, strong fragrance with no top note, no middle note. When you first spray a perfume, the first fragrance that comes out is the top notes, and they last seconds. Often I see young girls going to the counter and spraying a fragrance and think, oh, I love this. And then it's not until they come to an event at Cedar Court and say, well, I brought this. At the time I got at home, I didn't like it.
Oh.
Because the top notes are so volatile, they disappear, but they add freshness and lightness to the fragrance. Now, this is the only one of all my blends that if you wore this neat, you'd wake up tomorrow morning wearing. It doesn't alter.
That is really fresh.
This is the on-trend one that everybody seems to love. It's quite unisex.
It's like cucumber.
Yes, it's very, very fresh, very unisex. It's gorgeous.
Mm.
Now, how to create a fragrance at an event that we're going to at Cedar Court is the guests will be going through all these accords, and then they will then choose from the top notes, middle notes and bass notes their favourite.
So let's go back to the event then. The event happens on the 23rd of March, which is a Saturday.
Yes, it does, at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so it's an afternoon thing.
It is.
There's a bit of food in there too.
There is, yes. It's so there'll be 2 hours of the beautiful Philly taking you through these fragrances, and then afternoon tea.
Philly, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Honestly, all the other presenters in the Stray FM team are all male. They're going to walk in here and be like, wow. So thank you so much for making the studio smell so delightful. And best of luck with the event. If people want tickets for this Create Your Own Scent event, or for the pop-up Ibiza restaurant, which happens on the 1st and the 2nd, or for the next Bonkers Bingo event that happens at the end of March. 29th of March. All those tickets are available online at the Cedar Courts website. So thank you very much, Linda. Thank you very much, Vinny.
Thank you.
The Food and Drink Show at the Cedar Court Hotel.